This is Vertical Living. I'm Jeff, and I'm glad you decided to join me today. We're going to talk about how you can strengthen the most important relationship you have. So grab a chair, sit back, and relax. Let's go vertical. Hey there, welcome once again to Vertical Living. I'm so glad you're joining us. I'm going to talk to you today out of my latest release, Evading Trouble. I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the broadcast, but let's go ahead and get started. Questions. We all have them. We all ask them. Sometimes they're about daily living. Where do you want to go eat? I don't know. What do you feel like eating? We ask questions as a greeting. How are you? And we ask them when we want to gather information. How far is it to this place or that place? There are even songs with questions as the title. They're all around us. We can't get rid of them. And we don't want to. They give us the information that we need to navigate through this thing called life. But what do we do when the questions don't give us what we need to move forward? Is there something else we can do to gain insight into whatever it is? Well, I'm not going to answer that just yet. But don't stop listening because I promise I'll get to that. Questions come about for many reasons. Sometimes it's because of the curiosity of a 3-year-old. Why? Because the law says we have to wear our seatbelt. Why? Because I don't want to get pulled over and get a ticket. Why? Because the policeman said I had to. Why? Because. We all want to obtain knowledge, and one of the main ways we do that is to ask about things we don't understand. It helps us figure it out. The questions feed our longing for knowledge. Sometimes, though, stuff happens and those circumstances cause us to start asking questions. Why did they eliminate my job? What did I do to make them leave? When will the hurt and confusion end? Will it ever? Why did it have to be my baby in the hospital? Could I have done something different to keep this from happening? Around and around they go, and where they stop, no one knows. But the questions keep coming, life keeps moving, and our feelings keep prodding us to answer the questions that no one has the answer to. These unanswered questions can cause our emotions to well up inside of us and skew our focus. They can distract us from the things that matter and cause us to spin our wheels chasing an answer that constantly eludes us. It's out of this hurt and confusion that we can ask some of the most impulsive questions in an effort to relieve some of the spinning that life is throwing our way. We're not the first to ask these kinds of questions. And believe me, we won't be the last. I think the perfect example of this is when Jesus' disciples were trying to get to the other side of the huge lake. Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping, and a storm hit. This is what they asked Jesus. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Now let's be honest. They were human, and they didn't ask this politely. They were freaking out. They thought that they were all going to die, and here's the Messiah sleeping. Confusion, fatigue, anxiety, and many other things cause us to ask the same questions of God. Don't you care? Our prayers are desperate and seemingly unheard. It seems as if they're bouncing off the ceiling unanswered and unheeded. This wasn't the only time we see a question from the disciples that was asked out of confusion. In John chapter 9, verse 2, his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Now, I have to back up a little to give you the backstory of this. John chapter 9 starts off with the story of a miracle that Jesus performed. There was a man that had been born blind. In that culture, it was taught that this ailment was a result of doing something against God. They had sinned, and they were being punished. Now, let's stop right there for a minute and think about this in our own lives. How many of us, when adverse circumstances come, have thought we were being punished for something we did against God? We assume that the hardship is the consequence of a bad decision we made, sometimes years back, and we somehow have to pay for our sin. If we're honest with ourselves, we have all thought this at one time or another, and as a result, the questions come. You see, both questions are accusations. One is towards God, and the other is towards others. When we allow our emotions to run us, we will lash out at anyone and everyone around us, including God. Our desperation leads to frustration and the accusations fly. Why did you do this to me? What did I do wrong? And the questions keep coming as the emotions swirl around us. It's a vicious cycle that we can get caught in until we realize that it's okay to ask God questions. We just have to learn the right ones to ask. When Jesus was asked what they did wrong, he didn't lay out the dark places of their lives. He didn't shake his head and reply, "If you only knew." His response was one that probably shocked the disciples. "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." What? He didn't do anything? Really? But he's blind. It didn't matter what the ailment or circumstance was. The sole purpose of it was to let God show off. Most of us immediately go to the why instead of allowing ourselves to look at things from a different perspective. Really, that's what's needed, a perspective shift. When calamity strikes, we immediately assume that something is wrong. That's not necessarily the case. Sometimes life is life. When it rains, we all get wet. But God doesn't waste anything that happens in our life. Look how James puts it. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Wait just a minute. Are you saying that I'm supposed to be happy when things happen to me? That I'm supposed to enjoy the hurtful situations that come around? Well, sort of. We know that nothing surprises God. We also know that he wants to work the greatest good in our life so that he can receive the ultimate glory. So just like the blind man, not everything is out to get us. Maybe, just maybe, this thing happened so that the works of God could be displayed in you. That's why James said it the way he did. God is bringing out the greatest good in you, even when you cause the calamity or when someone else does, when it's your fault and when it's not. God wants to show you who he is in the middle of whatever it is that you face right now. God is always working and moving, even when we can't see it happening. When stuff happens, it's hard for us to see God moving. That's when we need to remember these lessons from the Bible. God gave us these examples to show us how he works, even in the most difficult of circumstances. What we need to learn to do is start asking different questions. Instead of asking why, maybe we should ask, "Who are you in this, God? What are you trying to do in and through me?" Most of us want the miracle moments like those when Jesus speaks to the wind and waves. We want Jesus to show up, walk out into the middle of it, and quiet it down. We want him to command it to stop and go away. But that's not necessarily the best thing for us. Wouldn't you rather learn to have peace no matter what comes your way? Wouldn't you rather learn complete, total, utter dependence on your Savior? If Jesus always took care of things that way, we would not have the faith to speak to mountains that are in our way. If Jesus always took care of it, we wouldn't learn to depend on him as our provider, peace, deliverer, and healer. David put it this way, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." No matter where you are or what you are dealing with, God is there. He wants to reveal himself in you and through you. We simply need to learn to ask the right questions. Heavenly Father, this day I pray that you would move upon our hearts and minds and lives. God, no matter the circumstances that we are in, help us to understand that you desperately want to reveal yourself to us, not just to get us around it, but God, to get us through it so that you can receive the glory. Then God, in the middle of doing that, help us to understand how good you are. Help us to understand, God, not to ask why, but to ask who you are, to ask what you're doing, to help us to learn to what you're teaching us through the circumstances that come into our lives. God, help us to trust you and help us to know you in deeper ways. As we go through these things, help us to understand who you are day by day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. As promised at the beginning of this podcast, here's a little bit more information about my latest release, Evading Trouble, Going Through Instead of Going Around. It walks you through things that you can do to learn to walk through the troubles that life brings and allow those things to speak into our lives instead of wanting to avoid them and trusting that God will get you through those. You can pick it up at amazon.com/author/RevJeffW. So go out to Amazon, grab your copy of Evading Trouble today, and be blessed. Thank you for listening to Vertical Living. Be sure to check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/RevJeffW. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. I hope to see you next time.